Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for coming to tune here to Chosen Generation Radio. We welcome all of our audience all across the country. Thanks so much for being with us today. I've got a great program lined up for you. Truly, folks, you're not going to want to miss a minute of this. Bottom of hour number two, Masara Kim. Masara Kim lost by amputation his arm as a child due to a terrible infection. He's going to be live with us from Nigeria with an on-the-ground report and update on the Christian genocide that's happening there. Masara Kim joins us, bottom of hour number two. Joseph Curl, the editor-in-chief of Off the Press. Drudge Report? Not so much. Joseph Curl has started really what Drudge was originally supposed to be and has not lived up to recently. Off the Press is the name of his new aggregator of news, and he'll talk with us about that. Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt, pray in Jesus' name. Pray in Jesus' name. What is a Christian response to mandatory masks, mandatory vaccines, all of these mandatory tyrannical government impositions and shutting down churches? How should Christians be responding? We'll go over that and talk about that with Chaps right after my very first guest, and I'm so pleased to have him. Don Jans is with me as my co-host this morning, because we are really privileged and pleased to welcome to the program a gentleman who ran for president in 2016. He also served as, if my numbers get me correctly, he was the 17th Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Trump from 2017 to 2021. I want to welcome also, he was the very first surgeon to separate, and I'm going to probably munch this word, but congenital twins that were joined at the head. And he was the lead surgeon, the neurosurgeon, who set medical history by accomplishing the separation and survival of both of those children. It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Ben Carson to the program. Dr. Carson, welcome. Good to have you.
So good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I know you get asked and have responded publicly about critical race theory. You've been asked about the eviction moratoriums, and those are all great topics, but there's some things that I'd like to ask you about that that I haven't heard you have the opportunity to share. And one of them is, what was the effect of the opportunity zones when they were in place under your leadership?
Well, Opportunity Zones, for those who don't know or have forgotten, was created as a result of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And it was a provision whereby people could take unrealized capital gains and invest them into these economically neglected areas. Every governor got a chance to designate these areas in his state, his or her state. And if you put money in there for 5 years, you got a 10% decrement on the amount of capital gains that you would hold. 7 years, 15%. 10 years, you didn't have to pay any capital gains on the new money that was earned as a result of that investment. So it was a pretty significant inducement. And, of course, there was a lot of complaining, just the way rich people make more money. Newsflash, rich people are going to make more money anyway. They're going to invest their money somewhere. So if you can create a program that would encourage them to invest in the areas that typically don't get any investment, that's a win-win situation. And, of course, when the Council of Economic Advisors came out with their report last summer, 500,000 jobs that had been generated, the $75 billion of private capital that had been infused. It was expected to get $100 billion in 10 years. It was $75 billion in only 2 years before COVID.
Wow.
And
wow.
Lifting, projected to lift 1 million people out of poverty. I mean, these are the kinds of things that government should be doing.
Sure.
Working with the private sector, encouraging the private sector, because there's a lot more money in the private sector than there is in the government, that's for sure. Or at least there used to be. Now they just print money like crazy and hand it out,
yeah.
Knowing that somebody else is going to have to pay for it down the line. But,
well, and that leads to my second question for you, Dr. Carson, and that is, what specific policies that were creating opportunities in minority neighborhoods have been abandoned under this administration?
Well, they haven't really changed the program very much. They just are not pushing the program. They're not going out there and promoting the program and telling people what the opportunities are for them. So, obviously, the momentum has slowed down quite significantly. And, you know, that's a significant issue because when you look at the property, just the property and the opportunity zones, the mere designation as an opportunity zone increases the value by 1.1%. That's billions of dollars that have gone into the portfolios of some of the poorest people in our country who actually own businesses and that land in those opportunity zones. So that's why it's so important to have policies in place that float all boats. You know, a rising tide floats all boats. That was the philosophy of the previous administration. Not necessarily to pick this group or this group as your favorite to the detriment of everybody else, but to create an environment where everybody benefits. And as
right.
a result of that, you saw all these jobs and all this innovation and entrepreneurship such that the salaries began to go up, such that we had the lowest unemployment in the Black community and Hispanic community since it's been recorded. You know, and it wasn't because you specifically targeted anybody,
right?
Because you created the right environment, and it makes all the difference in the world. And you can see just the same thing happens when you create the wrong environment; things deteriorate pretty quickly, also.
In other words, it was an environment that was created for everyone. Obviously, when that happens, then everyone gets an opportunity to benefit from it, rather than a race-based policy that is designed to supposedly help only one group of people and unfortunately hurts all groups. Am I speaking accurately?
Exactly. That's accurate. And, you know, it goes for it. It doesn't even have to be race-based. You know, as a secretary, I had to deal with the LGBTQ community because they wanted women's shelters to be available to people who phenotypically were men.
Right.
And the women didn't want that. I had tons of letters from women's groups saying they'd rather sleep in the forest
right.
than to go in there. So, you know, I said, I don't have anything against transgender people, but let's come up with a solution that works for them that doesn't take away the rights from the others. And, of course, they don't like that. They don't like that at all.
No, not at all. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, so let me ask you this then. Do you think there's a connection between the lost opportunities and what we're seeing in the rise in crime? And I realize that obviously reducing police force, defunding police has been a disaster, especially in minority neighborhoods, and the changing of laws that allows in, I think it's 30 some odd states now that have cities within them where up to even $1,000, nobody's going to lift a finger. But setting all that aside, does the lack of economic opportunity create more crime?
Oh, without question. Because you have to realize that particularly in some of the deprived inner city communities, where so many of those young boys grow up without a father in the home, without appropriate types of guidance. And many of them will end up in the penal system. But they go in with little in the way of education, little in the way of skills. When they come out, they also have little in the way of education and skills. And as a result of that, the recidivism rate is astronomical. One of the things that we did in the previous administration was encourage businesses to go into the prisons and to begin to train some of those young men and give them some skills, give them some education, and in many cases, give them a job. I went to one reentry center in Jacksonville, Florida. They had five employers who were willing to go into the prison and provide some training and a job for these young people. So when they came out, their environment changed immediately, and they didn't go back to what they were doing before. It was so successful that now they have 135 employees looking for these people because they do so well. And I had a chance to sit down with some of the previous inmates and talk to them. And, you know, they were well-spoken, well-dressed, very appreciative, had really turned their lives around. This is what we should be doing.
Amen.
And so, needless to say, when you provide jobs, you provide opportunities, you provide the right kind of education and the right incentives so that people can take advantage of those, then, you know, the criminal life is not nearly as attractive in that situation. Mm-hmm. But do realize if you don't do that, up drives this guy in this big black limo with all these women and jewels. He says, want to be like me? Let me show you how to get all this stuff. And it's not legal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a huge, death toll that comes as a result of that. That's a lot of the reason why we have, the black-on-black murder rate that we do is because of the choices to enter into that because the other opportunities aren't being provided. Last question in this segment, and we've got another segment to go. How is illegal immigration impacting the housing and urban development situation?
Well, needless to say, everybody needs a place to live. So when we bring in illegals, they need a place to live too, obviously. And there's a lot of competition for those dollars and for those spots. And what I advocated back when I was running for president is why don't we take a lot of the same money that we're wasting and utilize that to help improve the situation in the countries where all these people are coming from. You know, one really good example is in Africa, in Cameroon. There were a lot of people, migrating out of there because there weren't opportunities. So we enacted a program whereby farming community could go there. They have to.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest is Dr. Ben Carson, and Don Jans is my co-host in this segment. Dr. Carson, here's we were just talking about this, and I think it's important to bring this out. Not a lot of time in this segment, but I want to get your thoughts on this, because Don raised some questions about attitude changes, and really it has a lot to do with the influence of Christianity. So my question is this: why are Christian and biblical beliefs minimized into being called social issues And how important do you think these fundamental biblical values are to the overall health of a community and our nation?
Well, I think the biblical values are critical. The left doesn't like to acknowledge the influence in the Bible. But, you know, they do recognize the benefit of, you know, having pity on the poor, trying to do things. The only problem is their solution to compassion is patting people on the head and saying, there, there, you poor little thing, I'm going to take care of your needs. As opposed to real compassion, which is, there, there, I'm with you, and I'm going to help you get to a place where you can take care of yourself. Mm. That's real compassion. And those are biblical principles. You know, teaching people to become self-sufficient, helping them to realize the talents that God has given them, rather than making them dependent. And in fact, the Bible says, if you don't work, you don't eat. I mean, that sounds kind of cold, but, you know, when you look at it in the whole context, you know, you're giving people opportunities. And, you know, something that's very relevant right now, you know, we keep extending the eviction moratorium. Well, you know, when that was put in place, there was a raging virus that was killing thousands and thousands of people every day. We don't have that situation anymore. Now we have a vaccine. We have other treatments. And there are abundant job opportunities for people. I mean, places are begging people to come and work. And that's what needs to be encouraged. And that would be from the biblical perspective. You would be giving people opportunity to climb those ladders and become self-sufficient. That's what we need to be thinking about. Biblical principles are perfect. The secularists, even though they know in their heart, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, they know all of that because I think God has imprinted that in their hearts. But, you know, they won't acknowledge it. And they will try to give it another name.
The eviction moratorium and the extra money to stay home. I was just at a restaurant just the other day and talking to the owner about this. And he has a sign up that says, please forgive us. It's going to take a little longer to serve you because we don't have enough people here working in our restaurant because we can't get people to work. They're incentivized to stay home and collect extra money. My son owns a restaurant, and he's having the same exact issue, trying to find people that are willing to work when they're getting paid by the government to stay home.
Exactly. And, you know, they claim that they're being compassionate. What about the compassion for our children and our grandchildren who are going to have to pay all this off? Who, when the government reaches a point where its major financial obligation is servicing the national debt, that's going to be a real turning point. Right now, it's the third largest debt.
Well, and when
it's a real problem.
And when they are not being taught by example about going out and working and earning a living, but they're being taught, you know, stay at home, and somebody else is going to send a check, and it's going to show up in your mailbox. Not a good example. Thank you, Dr. Carson, so very much for being with us today. We'll be back with more Children Generation Radio right after.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry. You can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.